Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Personality Types, Shir number 21. We're going to be Messiahing today the description of the NF, which goes through the final of the four temperaments, the shortcut. Again, there are 16 types, so there are eight letters. In the eight letters, we pair them up, two letters apiece, to have four temperaments, which we're in the last shir of describing the four temperaments, the last shir on the NF. And then we're going to go more into the understanding how to determine personality types, the aspects of all of this at work, in relationships. And then we're going to go through each parent-child relationships. And we're going to also talk about different challenges in life regarding different personality types, and then Be'ez Hashem will go through discussing each separate of the 16 types individually, so each one listening will understand their own type and actualize themselves in the best possible way. So regarding to the NF, the intuitive feeling, the unhealthy NF, like every personality type, there's an unhealthy side to them when they are not integrated. Like a disturbed NT, a disturbed NF has an ugly sense of what is so noble and wonderful with an healthy NF, with the depth of feeling they have, the bond to turn inward. But here, if you're unhealthy, you turn inward and become fixated with yourself. Instead of using the strong emotions to help other people, an NF will get dragged down by their own emotionalism and get stuck in a quicksand of a whirlwind of emotions that are unhealthy, and they'll get stuck in it. NFs who never received proper nurturing or loving closeness or confidence building or experience in childhood or have relationships with non-nurturing spouses will usually lack the self-confidence, they'll lack the feeling of worth, which well-loved NFs have, and it leaves scars. And they will need an insatiable need for constant reassurance and approval. And unfortunately, that craving for closeness can be highly irritating to mates and to children. It's a bottomless pit. NFs may make others feel like failures for failing to be sensitive enough to their needs. If you're unhealthy NF, you'll have unhealthy demands on other people. And people will get annoyed at them. They are overly people-pleasing, overboard to people-please because of a fear of rejection. The hypersensitive aspects to rejection make them terribly anxious to please others. Since they cannot possibly satisfy everyone's demands or meet everyone's expectations, they worry obsessively about being abandoned. They worry obsessively about being rejected. They're compulsively nice, which makes them dishonest about their true feelings, where they fail to protect themselves, and they get exploited, and they could exploit others. There's a dread. They use their imagination to always think of the worst possible things about themselves, the worst possible things about the people around them, and the state of the world. They always see another terrorist attack coming. They see another Holocaust taking place. There's a constant preoccupation, one of the worst NF habits, that overly occupy with their minor physical sensations is they have insecure thoughts and upsetting emotions. It could paralyze them. They're immersed in self-doubt, a sense of hopelessness, a sense of fear. Their ability to act is paralyzed. That causes them to get a further sense of hopelessness, furthering lowering their self-esteem till they feel literally helpless, weak, inferior, even insane. They have doubts about their own sanity. They're very, very touchy. They experience so much rejection that they become overly sensitive to criticism. And even a helpful suggestion may seem like a rejection, unless it was presented very, very tactfully. They idealize others. Unintegrated NFs minimize their strengths and exaggerate other people's abilities to cope. They are excessively dependent. They often see themselves as weak, as vulnerable. So they force themselves and they get a practical S person, take care of me, take care of me. You know, and give me the warmth I need. They're extremely needy. They get extremely discouraged. They withdraw from relationships altogether at some point and shut themselves down, which is really the opposite of their nature. But they shut themselves down because they can't handle it anymore. The rejection is too much. They fear insanity, often. NFPs in particular, they have a multidimensional, ever-changing reality. They fear losing contact with reality. They fear being alone. They feel lost. They fear being out of touch. Plus, with their emotional pain and their jumble of various inner voices and dimensions, make an NF think that they are crazy and they always need therapy. And unfortunately, very few therapists understand how to treat an NF in a way that could build their self-esteem and their self-confidence. They have identity crisis. They don't know who they are, who I am really. They're so feeling another person's shoes that they don't recognize who they are. Now, for NFs that know their NFs that never experienced this, Baruch Hashem that they didn't. But I'm mentioning it because they possibly could. They also have this unrealistic romantic aspect. They long too much for the happily ever after. They have a unrealistic outlook on what marriage is like, that once they're married, they get very, very disillusioned. And they need to learn it, how to handle that. Sometimes they are targets of narcissists and people that take advantage of them. And they need to be careful about that. As we talked about in the HSP shiurim, which many NFs, as we said, are HSPs as well. So we described some of the unhealthy aspects of an unintegrated, unworked on NF. But now we are going to talk about health, how to acknowledge and get health through integration. In comparison to S, who is more heavily defended against self-awareness, or a T, who is more impersonal and rational, an NF doesn't have that pretense of togetherness. They are raw. They are easily hurt. You cannot not be an NF, but you have to learn. An NF needs to learn to balance their nature. Learn from the other three types. Learn from an SP, a concrete perceiver, to be more optimistic, to be more active. Learn from the SJ to be disciplined and orderly in a down-to-earth way. Learn from an NT to develop your logic and objectivity. Here are suggestions. You learn Torah, women too. They learn their chilek of Torah of Hashkafa. They daven, you learn Tehillim. Your connection with Hashem will be what saves you from loneliness. Only your connection to Hashem will save you from loneliness. Not even you could be in the best marriage with the most wonderful wife and children or husband, supportive. You will have that sense of loneliness that only Hashem could fill. And understanding Torah and putting your mind in Torah thoughts will help you and save you from becoming bitter, from becoming angry, from becoming over-affected by the suffering of those around you. Don't apologize for who you are. Don't feel bad that you were given small, strong emotional responses. You have a God-given nature which is like fire. It can be used for good. It can be used for evil. You use your strong emotional responses to help people, to help yourself and to help people, and to channel it right. Love is oxygen for you. You need to find healthy people to love. If your spouse is a not nurturing type of person, you need to find other people in your life. If you're a man, other men. If you're a woman, other women, to give you that emotional support. Without that love, your spirit will wither. It is, if it's possible, if a husband and wife that's a non-NF or is not nurturing, they could develop a healthy nurturing side. Obviously, a Rav or a mentor working with a couple needs to work with the non-sensitive spouse to become more sensitive. Try to find a network of NFs with each other. Don't condemn those who don't have your degree of sensitivity. Remember, people are generally doing the best that they can with the tools that they have. This thought is a key to good relationships. most people are well-meaning. Yes, all people could sometimes be selfish, lazy, inconsiderate, but don't make a big deal about it. It's welcome to the human race. We all are that way. Give up as long as they're decent people. They're not abusers in the real sense of the world. They just have flaws. Learn to be tolerant. Give up your rescue fantasies. You cannot be saved. You cannot save your spouses. You cannot be saved by other people. And no matter how nurturing a person could be, they'll never fulfill your unfulfilled dependency need as an adult. Only Hashem could fill that void himself. So turn to him. Be disciplined. Be disciplined. NFPs are very prone to depression and instability. And mental health requires regularity and discipline. Scheduled times for work. Scheduled times for davening, for studying, for being careful with mitzvahs. Choose a positive reality. This may sound strange to people who are not NFs, but an NFs need to understand that they must make firm decisions about what kind of direction they want to adopt in life and be focused with that. Don't shirk menial chores. Value down-to-earth things. When your house is clean and your clothing are clean, and you sometimes have to wear that mask. That's not being a phony. An NF, the problem is they're so emotionally honest and they're so sincere. But health comes with a certain degree of phoniness. What I mean by phoniness is not real phoniness, but more like adapting to the role that you are in. If an NF is in a colder work environment where they're just sticking to business, then you switch your mind and develop those other parts of your personality. That's good for that. You could practice assertiveness. Your good heart balanced with a healthy assertiveness. Think also average. Your mind goes in these unbelievable, highly emotional, deep places. Bring it down to think average. Stick to simple common sense. An NF needs to work on focusing on simplifying their thought processes and thinking in simple, basic terms. And if you are one express, feel a profound closeness, unless they are another NF, they won't understand each other fully. Don't get frustrated by it. And if, especially if it's your spouse, if your spouse is an S and you're an N, don't get upset about to them. You could have a beautiful, deep relationship, even if one is an S, one is an S. Just don't have that unrealistic expectation that they'll always feel what you feel. That's not realistic. Talk about concrete things, the S things. Talk about health and food and clothing and trips, planning for upcoming events, halacha, things, unemotional facts, unemotional ideas. Get out of that NF head a lot of times and practice the T. Practice the logic. Practice the using your intellect, not just engaging your emotions. When you have those strong emotions, pour it out to Hashem as best as you could in the outlet that you have. When a person has chalila major losses, of course they need to let it out. But when you have your grief, an NF needs to learn to channel it and do something constructive with it. If they're in pain, bring it to action, positive action. Stop emoting, start moving. Don't get stuck in your inner emotional head or your inner emotional heart. Move out of it. It's very, very important. And don't over-medicate. You have to really speak to a doctor. Sometimes it's necessary. You speak to doctors. You speak to whoever you need to do. But they tend to over-medicate because they have strong emotional responses. So there's a lot of side effects of medication for depression and insomnia and nausea and whatever it is. There's side effects. So you need to be careful. Don't medicate yourself. Don't self-medicate. And ask doctors to do it healthily. Instead, initially, try non-addictive products that calm you down, vitamin B12, other types of things. Be realistic, not romantic about people. NF seem to have that utopian dream-like quality of like when the Mashiach's going to be. You want Mashiach's times to be now, which is beautiful, but understand and have a realistic view of people. Some people are not rehabilitatable. You have a Russia, you're trying to reach to them to touch their humanity. You have to be realistic about that. Sometimes you simply can't. And be realistic about it. Be really realistic about life. Not cynical, but realistic. Find healthy creative outlets as best as you could to take it into action. And so on and so forth. Use your teaching abilities, your influencing abilities in the best possible way. And most importantly, cultivate a sense of simcha. NS 10-2 has such strong emotions and empathy and feeling of pain for people that they lack a certain sense of simcha. And you need to develop a sense of humor that will lift you from the excessive drama, to lift you from the gloom, to lift you from the over-seriousness, to lift you from the preoccupation which often drags the NF down. Keep a journal. Keep a journal. Write. Let your emotions out on paper. Be active and cultivate healthy friendships with active, positive people. All this will lead an unhealthy NF to become healthy. If you're INF, if you're extremely introverted, try to develop your extroverted nature a little better, a little more. If you are too much of a J, you're too rigid, become more open. If you're too open, become more structured. All this is very important for an NF. So again, like we said, we're Messiah, the fourth type right now. And Bez Hashem, we're going to go now into more details and understanding of all the various personality types and the dynamics, the awareness of understanding it, how to type people, how to understand it in the most healthy way, how to balance your nature, how to improve your relationships by understanding personality types, how to be your healthy, best possible self in each personality type, what your healthy attitude should be, and ultimately we'll go through each of the 16 types, Be'ezus Hashem, individually. Bracha v'atzlacha.